Coach, obviously a tough one to end the year on. What do you think was the difference tonight?
Just one of those 1-in-100 games that the bounces don't go your way, and this group deserved a lot better. I thought they stuck to our game plan. They played really well and just didn't go our way.
How frustrating is it, the shot differential like that that you guys had tonight?
Yeah, and I mean, I think we've seen it a lot all year, you know, and tonight was no different, and I thought we had a really good shot mentality tonight. We battled to get to the hard areas, and I thought we got a lot of great looks on the power play, and it just didn't go in.
Saw Cardacy take a lap at the end there. Just what did that group of seniors mean to your room and for you in your first year as head coach?
Everything. I mean, it was so cool to see it kind of come full circle with them, and they're a really special group, and they all led from the start, and I think I told them in the room they should be really proud of the foundation that they've built, you know, going forward, and just really grateful for them.
How did you feel about Holy Cross's physicality tonight?
Yeah, I think it was a little bit of like desperation physicality. Like, I feel like we built some momentum, and then, you know, you're tired and those hits happen, and, you know, I would like to be a little bit, you know, more careful when we're out there and aware of the contact you're making. But, you know, we got on the power play from it and our girls fought.
It seemed like there was a sort of conservative response to that physicality. How did you want them to react in that sort of a chippy environment as it became?
Well, I think it more so just we're hard to play against in every way. We don't need the big hit, right? Like, we get pins, we play physical, we compete, you know, we don't need to, you know, make contact in that way. And I think we were tough to play against that way.
The biggest things you learned about your group and your group learned about themselves this season?
Just how we can contribute to the environment that we're proud of. I think every person in that room over the course of this year, you know, learned how to, the fact that they were a leader, that they are a leader, and that how we show up every day creates the environment and the culture that we want. And they just grew to just value each and every person and everything that makes us unique and different. And I really felt like every day we showed up, we just enjoyed time together and enjoyed getting better together.
Can you talk about, you know, how you felt about the goalie performance on both sides tonight and how that affected the game?
Yeah, I thought Beck played well. She's a great goalie, and she kind of stepped up when her team needed her, and she kind of had that, you know, that a lot of the times when you get to step up like that, there's nothing to lose, and you just fight, and she played really well. Callie played great for us. She started the breakout. She got out of the net, was playing pucks, and, you know, some deflections that go in that you really, you know, you can't stop those, right? I think she made the saves we needed her to make and kept us in the game.
What are the biggest memories for you personally or things that you're going to take from this first season?
Ooh, all the little ones, every question of the day to start every meeting and all of their unique responses, getting to know them all individually on a deeper level, and all the laughs that we all share together and everyone just being themselves.
What do you think has to happen over this off season to better prepare the team for next season?
I think we can just really hone in, you know, understanding that we can push ourselves further outside our comfort zone fitness-wise. But I think I'm just really excited to get on the ice this spring and dive into some skill development and really building off of the talented team that we have. I think it's going to be a lot of fun kind of getting that postseason training in and taking it to another level.
Just lastly, obviously not the result you want, but can the women kind of appreciate what you guys did this season, kind of starting this new era, even if it's not in the tangible results? Is there kind of a feeling of pride with what you've been able to do?
For sure. I know there's a lot of pride in that room. You know, we celebrated the wins kind of going into this next phase. And, you know, there's so much good. There's so much good. And I know that every single person in that room is proud of what we've built.
Just wanted to ask one more thing about Julia Shaughnessy getting her first goal of the season tonight. Can you just talk about what her impact has been as part of that senior leadership group? And, you know, it was, I think, her 17th game tonight that she played, and just how she was able to play along the season.
She's a great player, and I think, like, similar to our culture and environment, like, leaning into our strengths, and, like, she has a very unique set of strengths, and we just empowered that, and she's a massive presence on the ice, the way she's able to shut down the neutral zone, get shots through, and we're just so excited to have her back in the lineup and happy that she was rewarded for all of it.
Sure, a lot of emotions right now, but what did it mean to be a Terrier and with this group?
It meant everything. I don't think I can put into words or the right words of how much it meant to me to be a part of this team, be a part of this school, be a part of this program. I met so many great people along the way. They've taught me so many great things, and I'll take that with me. I'll always be a Terrier, and this will be my home forever. And yeah, I couldn't be more grateful to be a part of this team, be a part of this program, and yeah.
Just what are the emotions like? What are you feeling after a game like this?
Yeah, I mean, defeat. I've come such a long way. We've all come such a long way. I mean, for the seniors, you think about when you started at 4 years old and where you are now. It's crazy to think that some of us, it could be over. Some of us, we might have extra years, but still, we'll never have the same group of people. It's super hard, but, you know, yeah, just really sad, defeated, but I'm super proud of everyone and how they've grown throughout the year and where we are, so, yeah.
And you talk about that growth. What's the sort of maturing that's happened this season? You know, you guys have tried to lay a groundwork here in Watchorn's first year, but what's that growth been like this season?
Yeah, I mean, she came in and we all listened to her, and we've been taught to everyone that everyone can be leaders, and we just foster this culture in the room that everyone leads and everyone love you, MGib. She's the best. MGib's the best. That we're trying to build for the next few years to come, and this group will be a national championship group. I'll say it now, in the next 5 years. And yeah, all of our names on this team now is the foundation, and what Watchorn has brought to us is just incredible. So, yeah.
With this game tonight, how did you feel about, you know, the physicality and the way that Holy Cross approached the game?
Yeah, I mean, they're going to play desperate. They had nothing to lose. We knew that coming in, and I mean, they played dirty, so I don't know if we were completely ready for that, but we gave it our all, and we played to our systems, and sometimes the outcome's not what we wanted.
As a leader on the team, how do you sort of, you know, tell the rest of the group what to do in a chippy, you know, dirty, as you just said, game like that?
Yeah, I mean, I go up and down the bench. I just say stay to our game, play like we do, and try to keep level-headed. Don't get too high, don't get too low. Just play for one another and try to see the outcome, the hard work. I mean, the shots told all. Like, we outshot them completely. I think we outplayed them too, and it's just sad to see the outcome.
And then what's just the message to the younger girls who obviously have a lot more years here, and how excited are you to keep watching them? And, you know, as you said, you kind of are setting the foundation here.
Yeah, I mean, they're all going to be leaders at some point, and you play for BU, you represent BU, no matter if you're in the rink, on the ice, in the gym, in the class. So just keep being great people, and good things will come, and just keep working hard, and I hope to be a part of this group for years to come, no matter what it's going to look like and what it's going to be. But yeah, great things are coming.
Down a goal going into the third, what's the approach there?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we thought anything different that we were down. We just play our game, and hopefully goals will come because we work hard. But, you know, I mean, as a senior, playing in the playing game, it's really a tough mindset to be in, but you have to step up for the group, and especially for the younger girls. So I think that's what our group brought, yeah.
What do you think the biggest accomplishment was for the team this season?
I think just making our mark, showing opponents that we can beat anyone, we can play tough. I mean, we changed the culture completely, and it's who we wanted to be, and we show it every single day, whether it's on the ice, in the classroom, through the media. Like, I think it's a great group of kids, and yeah.
And we saw you take the lap there at the end. Obviously, last game at Walter Brown for a while for the team. Just what are you going to remember about playing here?
I mean, it's a rink like no other, and has some special memories from us. Yeah, it's a great place and historic, and we've made a lot of memories as a team, especially my class.